Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God. And it's tea time with Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. Let's grab up a seat. Welcome to the Traveling Cafe. And please take a seat at the golden table. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. You know, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will, oh yes, we will, rejoice and be glad in it, because our Father knew everything that we would need for this day. He has provided us strength, comfort, reassuring. Yes, He has made it possible that we would benefit from His blessing and His guidance and His direction for this day, His comfort, His peace, and His joy. Hallelujah. I tell you, there is nothing like our experience, the comfort and the joy of the Lord. The peace of the Lord, I should say. I experienced that, and it was so wonderful. It's nothing in the world. I mean, you know how you get it every once in a while, calm. But I mean, I experienced it to another level. Oh, my God. Oh, it's mind-boggling. If we could just grasp the fact of how great and awesome God is, and just allow Him to have His way in our life. Oh, and we not interfere with it. And when things happen, just lean and call on Him. And oh my God, even before you realize something is about to take place, He prepares you for it. My God, my God, I thank Him this morning. He is awesome. Oh Lord. He is your strength. He's your very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Your life could be going so smooth, and it's a good thing. You could feel so good. God, I don't think I can handle another blessing. You've been so good. You're doing so much. And then the bottom falls right out. And He's right there to catch you. Or you think that the bottom and the bucket don't even, it's been separated so long that it is just a figment of your imagination. There's just no help for you, nothing. And whoops, you feel His loving arm just scoop you up. And the manifestation that He was there all the while. God, and make you see the crooked ways that were crooked, they're straight. Where you're weak, you can lean on Hashikuposa. Yes, you can lean on it. He's there. Oh, tears running down your face, and you having to have to face some of the most horrific, the most, oh my God, gut-wrenching issues where we even have to stand by and allow and see loved ones go on. God is there. He's there. Isn't that something? He's right there. Huh. Oh, yes, He is. He's right there. Can you believe that? But better yet, can you receive it? The love of God. I have been praying that the Lord will tear down all strongholds, all walls that we have placed in our lives because of different events and situations and circumstances that has occurred in our life. That He tear them down, and whatever is separating us from experiencing and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that He loves us. once we truly, truly come to the realization that God Himself loves you, it's life changing. It's life changing. It's life changing. People wouldn't have to pump and prime you to do what's right. You'd be seeking even the more every day to please Him. Oh, yes. And then when situations and circumstances arise, when we have natural feelings, he knows that we're emotional, but it doesn't just give us hopelessness, doesn't overtake us. His love will unpack us that we can lean on it and trust in it, and it will take us to the confidence that I am loved by the Almighty God. Just say, yes. Just say, yes, tears going to flow. Yes. But you still know that your Father loves you. Isn't that awesome? Just isn't that awesome? That we are loved by the Most High God. Yes. And as we think about it in our time, and when you read 2 Chronicles 7:13, and we read 14, but we don't really listen to what 17 says. He said, if I, now who's the I? That's God. Shut up heaven, that there be no rain. Listen. Or if I, God, command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Here's the if. If my people, who are called by my name, or by whom my name is called, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We can put confidence in that. And as children of the Most High God, you know, I think what I would say today, just say, I'm a child of God. Or I am a daughter of God. Just keep saying that to yourself. Or I'm a son of God. Just keep saying it to yourself. That it resonates deep within you, that every fiber of your being, of our being, know it for a fact. Just, I am a child. Oh my God. Of the Almighty God. I am a child of the Almighty God. I am a daughter of God. Hallelujah. I am of the Almighty God, the self-sustaining one, the sovereign Lord, the absolute power, the absolute authority. He is the authority. Yeah. Everything bow down to Him. Yes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I'm a child of the Most High God. He takes care of us. And yes, we have questions. Why some places in the journey are so hard that we can't, it's mind-boggling and heart-crushing. But yet, it does not alter the fact that I am a child of the Most High God. He leads me. He guides me along the way. He comforts me. He restores me. He refreshes me. Yes, I can commune with Him. What a privilege and an honor to have the ear of the Almighty God, the great Creator, the makers of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Every star that's placed in the sky, the moon, the sun. He did it. The blade of grass, he did it. He did it. He did it. Oxygen, he did it. He did it. He did it. Just for us. Hallelujah. So we're grateful. And we don't say, take it lightly. Oh, come what may, I'm all right. No, but I'm humble to know that he made it so that it would be all right and that it is all right. So much so, when we failed in the garden, he made sure that we will have a way back to him. He knew, and it was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. We can open our spiritual eyes and accept the reality that we are loved by the Most High God. Then we won't concern ourselves to the fact of what this person is doing or that person is not doing. He is my Father. If you're not where you need to be, or you're not doing the things that you should be doing, I'm not going to turn my back on him because you're making a public spectacle of yourself. That has nothing to do with that. Because your brother or your sister's acting crazy, you're going to turn your back on your mama and your daddy? No. That's the same way with our relationship with God. They're acting crazy. The Father will deal. That's between them and the Father. The Father will deal with them. It has nothing to do with my relationship with my Father or with our Father. And that's how we should see it. That's exactly how we should see it. You acting crazy? Between you and the Father. But now, we know that if you're in a place and you need to correct, well, you know, if you're in that office or you see a brother or sister going astray, yes, like any other brother or sister would do with their siblings, they'll tell them, you're wrong. You need to do this. You need to do that. What does the Father say about this? What does the Father say about that? You're out of line. He gives that leverage to afraid to tell their members anything because they're afraid of the repercussion that will come. But Father will require their blood in your hand if they leave this earth and they're not saved. But you didn't do anything to correct them or help them or tell them, I should say, of their wrong. And then you just don't bust up on your own. You ask the Father for the words. Fill your mouth with words to say. You know? And ask God, we're asking God to show us what he would have us to do and how he would have us to do it. This time, I know everyone is thinking about the situation with the virus. Excuse me. But you know, God knew this day was coming. And you know what's happening with all the other days and moments and seconds on this earth. But what we really should do is to be conscious of the fact that we need to be about our Father's business. Our Father told us that perilous times was coming, earthquakes, pestilence. It's in the book. It's in here. So, but he needs to find faith in there. He needs to find us being about his business. We are growing and developing get becoming stronger and more matured. Our character, our walk in this earth. Yes, we'll be tried, and something try to boomerang you in the middle of stuff. That's why we ask the Father to we don't give in to temptation. You know? Hallelujah. Be right there with us, guiding us, and allowing us to be able to flow with Him. Go into that next place, that realm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When we can sit back and say, praise the Lord. And with the power saying, God got this. God got it, baby. Yes. Amen. And you're not saying it because of cliche. It's a fact in your life. You know God got it. Hey, glory. God got this, baby. God got this. But what did Father tell you to do? What is it that is being required of you? This is what He wants you to do. Be about that which He has called you to do. Walk this earth as a reflector of heaven. Let His glory be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Staying in this word, meditating on the word, building ourselves up. Building ourselves up. And the more we build ourselves up, the stronger we become. Our character becomes stronger. Our determination, our fortitude. Oh, yes. Our spirit man rise up. Hallelujah. The old man is dead. Behold. All things are new. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. God, I have some questions that I just don't understand. But I thank you that I can lean and depend and place it on the altar, knowing if whatever I need to do, you're going to direct me to do it. Whatever I need to say, you're going to give me the words to say it at the appointed time. And that brings me to this point. I hope I can encourage someone. I have so many of the precious couples want to have children. But remember one thing. We want to have them right now. But remember this. God has set an order, the set time, for individuals to come into the earth. Remember that. Those of us who have come into the earth, God has ordained it to be so. Not by the will of man, by the will of God. It is God and His timing, and for His purpose, He wants each one of us to enter, and He has given us an exit date. It's bigger than you and I. I thank God for the love that the special couples have who are wanting a baby, and they because it's their love, but there is one. It's a purpose greater than yours. It's God. Time and God's will. And everyone will probably not have children that they birthed into the world, but many will adopt. And so that all that love that you have will be poured out on that individual, that you can pour in that individual, that individual will become a child of God and of a holy sea, because that child has been taught the ways of God. That we are to teach our children the ways of God. We get so caught up in our love, and we want to do this, and we want our children to do that. But we are to teach our children the ways of God, that they may not forget, and they may not sin against them. So let's continue to build ourselves while we're waiting for God to do answer us in our request. Those who want to get married, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord for the move of God. As Mother Dunlap usually says, or often says, listen to this, listen, God's will must be done, and we have to yield to that, okay? We have to yield to God's will. We ask God to stay and hold back death if it's possible. But if it's not his will, and then one must come, we ask God to give us the strength to release them to him. Amen. God is good. God is so good. He loves you so much, and he cares. We ask God to cover you while you're going through, while we're going through the virus. God knows what it is, where it came from, how it came, why it's here. So we don't lean to our understanding. But if anything, we seek God more and more. We cling to him more and more. And people, oh, yeah, you're just clinging to God now. You weren't doing, hey. Thank God for the time. He has given me to open my eyes that I see, that I may see that I need him. Oh, yeah. Don't get caught up in people's foolishness talking about you. You're just doing it for whatever reason. I'm doing it. And I thank God for hearing me when I do it, when I cry out to him, because he hear me. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. He hear me. Hallelujah. He consoles me, yes, because his desire that none should perish. That's what I'm talking. Hallelujah. Don't let anyone, I'm not going to come because I don't want to be a hypocrite. You better, while he's near, while he can hear, he's hearing you, while you have his attention, it would behoove you to call on him. Yes, it would. Call on him. Call on, he said, all souls are mine. Seek him while he may be found. This may be an opportunity for the door open to you to come in. Hallelujah. And whatever corrections that need to be made in development, he'll do that. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. So let's read Isaiah 9, starting at the 8th verse. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it has lightened up Israel, and all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with huge stones. The sycamore are cut down, but we will change them into cedar. That's not our attitude. Let's not let that be our attitude. let us, in this time with all that's going on, let us repent before our God. Let us seek God help. Let us go before him as children seeking forgiveness for our ways and the sins of our Father. For the sins of our Father. Yes. We and our fathers, as Daniel put it, have sinned against him. Many of us enjoy the first of the year, the Gregorian calendar year, the Daniel fast. But what I know that this fast, Daniel was repenting for the nation, and he included himself in the repentance. So humble ourselves as Second Chronicles 7:14 says, and let us yield ourselves and ask for forgiveness and ask God to open our minds of understanding that we can see what he is saying to us, that we will seek to please him above all others. Amen. God loves you and he cares, but he's a God of order. There is a way that we are to approach him. There is a way. He's holy. And maybe while you have this time, you will just study the word holy and righteous. And, you know, but God know me, God. But now you know something, my sisters and brothers, we need to know God. I'm just saying, we need to know him. That's what's important. We don't want to let it all come down. Standing before Yeshua, and he, that's Jesus, and he says to us, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So let's seek him while he may be found. Hallelujah. And, you know, as we do that, and the scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We can taste and see that he is good and that he loves us. But let's choose more to please God than man and lean more to the tradition of God than man. Just saying. I love you, and God loves us best. You know where we're going? Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read in your study time Matthew 23 and Matthew 24. Study every scripture. Just use that as your study and watch what happens. And don't forget, if you have a study Bible, those pages between Malachi and Matthew, read them. Read it. It's so rich. Read it. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Heaven rules. God loves you in him. Until we meet again, Pastor Margaret Lee, signed it off. Thank you for joining us.